in the context of the great noble and political prestige of the Caraffa della Spina family, which over the centuries produced princes of the Holy Roman Empire, grandees of Spain, knights of the Golden Fleece, and other important chivalric orders, the close relationships between the Prince of Rocella, Fabrizio Caraffa, and the Order of Malta are placed. We are in the modern age, and the possibility for the European aristocracy to obtain priories represented a tempting opportunity also for the substantial incomes attached to the foundation of these priories. And here, Fabrizio Caraffa asks for and obtains the establishment of a priory of the Order of St. John in Rocella Ionica, ratified by a public act in 1614, and initiates the construction of the church dedicated to St. John the Baptist, construction presumably completed by 1629. The whole area located behind us, together with its surroundings, is still known as Pialatu in the dialect of Rocella Ionica, which means priorate or a place of high importance. Adjacent to the church, constructed, as can be clearly seen, on the picturesque slopes of the city, a magnificent residence, a grand palace, a charming townhouse was later added, which was specifically designed to serve as accommodations for the honorable knights of the order. This residence has been documented in written sources dating back to the year 1697. However, it was Fabrizio's successor and heir, his eldest son Girolamo Caraffa, who actually implemented and executed the plan for the Fiorato, following in his father's footsteps. In truth, Fra Francesco Caraffa, his brother, was the initial prior of the Rocella and had a profound impact on his life. He was succeeded by one of Girolamo's sons, Gregorio Caraffa, who enrolled in the Order of Malta at the age of only 3 months. In adulthood, showed great military valor and strategic ability, so much so that he earned the title of Knight of the Grand Cross and later that of Grand Master of the Order of Malta. He took on the role of the 61st Grand Master of the Order. Upon moving to the island, Gregorio Caraffa bolstered the economy by minting coins, consolidating fortifications, and undertaking urban development initiatives, thus contributing to the growth and prosperity of the island. He entrusted artistic commissions to Mattia Preti, known as the Calabrian Knight, the greatest painter of the 17th century, and his fellow countrymen. Even during the 18th century, the family, which had now passed to the collateral branch, that of the Dukes of Bruzzano, due to dynastic events, produced family members who became part of the Order of Malta by enrolling in its ranks. In the chapel of the priory, Mass was undoubtedly celebrated until the 1930s, without any doubt or question. However, it is likely to believe that the events of the priory concluded with those of the political power of the Caraffa, because both were affected by the subversive laws of feudalism in 1806. However, up until that time, the remarkable military achievements and exceptional careers attained by the priors of Rocella within the Order of Malta completely validated those ambitious hereditary plans of Fabrizio Caraffa, aimed, as previously mentioned, at enhancing the socio-economic influence and prestige of the noble family and the feudal state of Rocella in Calabria Ultra, thereby seeking to increase the power and status of the noble house and the feudal state in the region.